Hope you enjoy our Halloween episode about ghosts. It's fun and spooky and just right for Halloween.
Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Hands on fire,
one's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Hands on fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure out who's who?
From Hazardville, Connecticut, this is Pants on Fire. And now here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
You sound like you're in pain.
No, I'm spooky.
You're spooky because it's Halloween. And welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the levitating lightness of truth and the haunting phantom of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein. Oh, yes, and over there, let's not forget our robot Lisa, which stands for Live in Studio Audience. All right, so Lisa, why don't you tell us all how the game works?
Every episode, we go and we look around and we say, hey, where are the grown-ups? And we get a couple of those grown-ups, and one of those grown-ups is going to be an expert. The other one is a liar. And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who, because no one could spot a liar better than a kid.
Liar, liar, hands on fire.
What are we lying about today?
Today, we are lying about ghosts.
Ah!
I know, boo. Yes, ghosts, the guests of honor at our seances and Halloween parties. So, Lisa, what do you know about ghosts?
I'm actually haunted.
You are haunted?
Yeah.
What is haunting you?
This sparrow, a ghost of it's a sparrow.
Yeah, I don't think so, but...
Yeah, a couple of years ago, a sparrow flew into my ogle port. You know what an ogle port is?
I'm afraid I don't.
It's a part of a robot. It's where our Google grease comes out of.
No.
So a sparrow flew in there, and then I guess it passed away, and now, ever since, every once in a while, I hear this little voice and says,
hey, I'm stuck in your ogle port.
Do you go trick-or-treating on Halloween?
Yeah, of course.
What are you going to wear?
I dress up like a house. And that way, when people open the door, they say, oh, there's nobody there. It's just another house across the street. But then I say, no, trick or treat. It's me. It's a robot and a house costume.
So, very interesting. I would like to know what our contestant's going to be wearing. I would like everyone to please meet today's human child.
Here this human child is. She's from Mamaroneck. Is that how you pronounce it?
No.
Oh, Mamaroneck?
No, Mamaroneck.
No, I think it's Mamaroneck. She's
no.
From...
It's from Mamaroneck.
Okay, from Mamaroneck, New York.
No!
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, there's a girl. She's here. She's 9 years old. She says she loves Greek mythology. Her name is Lily Mamaroneck. Lily, what's your last name? No, what's your last name?
Fauci.
Oh, I thought it was Mamaroneck. Okay, Lily Fauci, here she is.
Welcome, Lily.
Hi.
Hey, are you going to dress up for Halloween this year?
Yep.
What are you going to be?
A unicorn.
I love that. Have you been a unicorn before? Is this a
nope.
First time?
First time.
I love that. I love unicorns. Have you ever seen one in real life?
I haven't gone to the right place.
Where would they be?
Greenland.
They probably are there. I love that. So maybe one day you'll get to go to Greenland and meet a unicorn for your very self. That would be awesome. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, Lily. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play with my cat, Eddie. He's a Savannah cat, which means he's half serval and half domestic cat.
Mm.
And he's from Africa.
Excellent. And what else? What do you like to do outside of school?
I like doing Girl Scouts, singing lessons, dance class.
Excellent. And I also understand that you teach hippopotamuses how to sing. Is that true?
Nope.
Nope. That is a lie. Do you see what I did there? I told you a lie so that we can figure out what are lies and what is truth. Do you think you can tell when somebody else is lying?
I tell because they give me that eye. They give me like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
So you can hear it in their voice, right?
Yeah.
So you think you're going to be able to tell who's the liar and who's the expert today?
Yes.
Very nice. And our first expert, or is he, is Randy Buchanan. Hey, Randy.
Hi there.
Hi. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself or Lily?
Yes, my name is Randy Buchanan. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I am a spiritual medium, which is just a fancy term for what some would call a ghost. Talk to ghost.
You talk to ghosts?
I do.
Wow, thank you so much, Randy. And we're going to meet our next expert, or is she? Soon we will find out. And it is Laura Hoffman. Hi, Laura.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. I'd like to know if you could tell Lily a thing about yourself.
Well, I've been ghost hunting, since 1993.
Ghost hunting?
What? Yeah.
I got a sparrow you can find.
I'm thinking about it.
Drumming like a top.
I hear some music. You know what it means?
What's it mean?
It means it's hot seat time.
Oh, hot seat.
That's the time, Lily, when you put our experts on the hot seat and you figure out who's lying, whose pants catch on fire. Are you ready to ask them some questions?
Yep.
First, we're going to find out from Lisa who Lily should start with. Who should she ask a question first?
Well, she's got to start with Laura, the ghost hunter, because my Ogleport is haunted. Laura, you have to help me.
I don't know if Laura knows much about Ogleports, but she could definitely answer a question. Lily, why don't you ask Laura a question?
Have you ever seen a ghost? And what does it look like?
Mm.
Well, yes. I have seen one, but not looking straight at it. It's hard to explain if you understand peripheral vision, you know, like out of the corner of your eye. When one of our investigators took a picture, his flash went off, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw an orb, which is the basic way that a ghost shows up. It's very rare that they would show up the way you would expect it, like Casper or 3D, like you and I. But I did see the orb, and when we took the picture and analyzed it, the very one where I saw it in the corner of my eye, that's where the picture and the orb showed up in that picture.
This is the one that's going to be a hard one.
Okay.
Which out of the three main characters in Ghostbusters is the most accurate about ghosts?
That's a great question. Wait, what are the characters? Lisa, do you remember who the characters are in Ghostbusters?
No, I know.
Oh, you do? Lily, you tell us.
There's Egon, Ray, and Peter.
I would say the accurate answer, I don't want to cheat. You said which one's the closest. I would say Ray is the closest. Because if you recall, Ray was a little bit of an oddball. And mediums come across as oddballs because they sense things that regular folks do not. But if they're a little bit Egon. Egon's the more scientific. And the thing that I excel in the most is what's called clairaudience, which is I hear things. I don't see them. I don't feel them. I pick up the presence of voices. And so I'm a little bit of both. I'm a little bit Ray. I'm a little bit Egon because I enjoy the science of the audible sounds. But I'm also the oddball who can take in those tones and spit out something that means something to us here in the living realm.
Almost like a ghost translator.
I think that's fair, yes.
Do you want to know more about their jobs?
Yes. What's super cool about your job?
Let's see. The day job is I keep it fairly mindless. That way I have my energy for my night work, which is mostly when the ghost hunting takes place. And a lot of times people say, why is that? Why are they only come out at night? No, they're out all the time, but all the people and their cell phones are up all the time. So my window is usually around between 2 to 4 a.m. when everybody pretty much is asleep and powered down their brainwaves and their cell phones. And then the channel opens up a little better for me to do my research.
Interesting. And then, so you're up, but nobody else is.
Mm-hmm.
And the ghosts are out at night.
Not using their cell phones.
Not using their cell phones. And you track them down?
Well, basically, you're using your equipment to track in terms of any fluctuations, whether it's a temperature, an electrical or an EMF field. There's different things that we're looking for.
When do you sleep?
Between usually 10 and 2. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
What about Randy? Do you think that Randy talks to ghosts a lot?
No.
Hey, Randy, if I was a ghost, I would talk to you, bro.
Well, you know, I'm hoping to hear from your sparrow before I leave today. I really am hoping
get it out of my ogle board.
Okay, Lily, how about a question for Randy? Do you have one?
Do the temperatures change when ghosts are around you?
Good question.
I have found it depends on the energy that's present. Positive versus negative. When I'm feeling and hearing a positive energy, when I hear a voice from, say, behind me, which is where they almost feel, almost all the time feel that they're coming from, is almost over my shoulder. But I will say this, I've had negative and positive that had a warm temperature over my shoulder. I've also had a negative positive that had a cool temperature over my shoulder. And I think that's just based on the spirit that I'm dealing with.
Wait. Are the ghosts mean to you? Like, do they say, hey, I don't like your clothes?
Oh, that would be so mean.
No manners.
You know, it's not often you encounter a rude ghost, but it is often that you encounter a ghost that seems lost. And when they come to me and they find that I can hear them, it's almost as if they're asking for directions. Not, where is Main Street? They're asking, I left something undone. I left something unfinished. You're the only person that can hear me to help me finish that. And they will lead me to a person or a thing that they're seeking to tie up a loose end that they weren't able to finish when they were here.
Laura, what was the most interesting story that you could tell Lily that happened to you recently?
That I can understand. I'm only in fourth grade.
Okay. Well, we were on an investigation. When I say we, it's me and my team. We were in a house in South Jersey, and at one point we were gathering around the center island in the kitchen. You know what that is, Lily, right?
Yeah.
The center island. And on that center island, I had my audio recorder, and it was parallel to me. And as we're talking, all of a sudden, the recorder, with nobody touching it, it rotated 45 degrees, so now it was perpendicular to me. No sooner did that happen, and we were all gasping looking at that, our other investigator was coming down from upstairs, and all of a sudden we heard something knock. We didn't know what that sound was. Then we heard him say, ow, and then we heard another knock, and it was the ghost, or poltergeist activity actually, had enough poltergeist or telekinetic energy that it was able to throw 3 golf balls. The first one we heard knock, the second one hit him in the head, and the third one bounced off the railing as he was coming down the stairs. So 3 golf balls were launched. So we knew we were dealing with serious poltergeist energy because it was able to move my recorder. It was able to hurl golf balls. It was quite a night.
So was that poltergeist saying you got to improve your golf game, or?
Well, his was pretty accurate. I mean, 1 out of 3 in the dark to hit a guy in the head was pretty good.
My sparrow sometimes throws water balloons. Yeah, and then my
ogle. You can have a rusty ogle port.
Question. Lisa, what is the agitate question?
Oh, you want to know what it stands for?
What does it stand for?
Oh, Android-generated inquiry to analyze the experts. Come on, everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. That means, Lily, that Lisa is going to generate a question, and you are going to read it for our experts to try to figure out which one is the expert and which one is the liar. Lisa, generate that question.
Oh,
strange noises, wouldn't, right?
All right, here's your question.
Lily, can you ask the experts your question?
What would a ghost wear for Halloween?
That's what I was wondering.
That is your question, Lisa.
Interesting thing about Halloween, it actually stands for, or the long version is All Hallows Eve. That is a day in which the portal between the living and the dead opens up a little larger than it would any other time. And I think the answer to that is ghosts really want to be themselves.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, they don't have to dress up.
That's exactly right. And they would agree with you.
They're already in a costume.
They would agree with you. Wait a second.
What's happening?
That's right.
What?
Lily, I don't know if you know this. I'm getting something right over my shoulder here. And they are agreeing with you.
Is it my sparrow?
Oh, sorry. It's not. No, but I'm hearing the voice of a... He agrees with you. It's a young boy. He agrees with you. He would not want to wear anything.
Yeah, because they're already too scary anyway.
They're ghosts. They don't need to dress up as anything. That's interesting. Laura, would you... First of all, Laura, do you hear what he hears?
No, not without my equipment.
Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of hear it.
You do?
I keep on hearing it in my earphones. Yes.
And so, Laura, what do you think? Would a ghost want to dress up on Halloween?
I doubt it. I think they're more concerned if they're going to make that long trip across through the, like, where the veil has thinned. They're going to just be in clothes that you would recognize them. They want the recognition, so they're not going to waste time with putting on a mask, making it that much harder.
I've seen a ghost.
You have?
Yeah, in my bedroom.
Really?
Might have been a nightmare.
And how did you know it was a ghost, Lily?
Because it was white.
Really?
And it was flying around my room. And I'm like, and it was like the, it looked like Zero.
It looked like Zero?
It looks like the guy from The Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm like, whoa.
And did the ghost talk to you?
No.
No?
It was just like, what up?
Were you afraid?
No. I was like, hi? You look like Zero. Because it was a dog.
Oh, and then it disappeared?
Nope, slept next to me.
Oh, so would ghosts do that? Would ghosts hang out with you all night? Laura, would a ghost hang out with you, just chill?
I haven't had it happen with me where they've hung out all night. We did...
Don't take it personally.
Oh, no. We did an investigation one time, though, where this one ghost was in this house, and he preferred to watch the Yankees when they were playing. And this lady who lived in the house and owned the house with her husband, every time she was trying to watch Melrose Place, the ghost would make the channels flip over to the Yankees game. So he was hanging out and making his presence known that this is what I want to watch. And it was pretty funny.
That's crazy. And what's even crazier is that one of these people is actually lying about everything, and we have to figure out who it is.
I know.
Lily, do you think you have a good idea as to who might be the expert and who is the liar?
Maybe?
Maybe it's just a guess?
Maybe it's just a guess.
Okay, well, I want you to do your best and think real hard and maybe listen for any ghosts that might be giving you the answer and tell us who you think is the actual liar, pants on fire.
Laura.
You think Laura's the liar?
Yep.
Why do you think that?
It's just that I've heard of ghost hunters, and ghost hunters don't do anything that she does.
No? Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, and so we are going to find out if Lily is correct. Who is the actual expert?
Hello?
Laura is a ghost hunter! What is it about ghost hunting that you don't think that she does, Lily? What did you think was wrong?
She lied because a ghost can't be seen in a camera.
A ghost can't be seen in a camera. What do you think about that, Laura?
Well, that's the whole reason we do the research, is to get what we call tangible proof and evidence of the existence of life beyond the grave. So a picture is... definitely worth 1,000 EVPs.
Remember that.
But you can't see the picture. You can't see
the ghost. Yeah, you do get a full, what we call a full body apparition. And Lily, they are extremely rare. I've been doing this since 1993. I still haven't captured one. But I do have fellow ghost hunters from different teams that have spun off from the group that I founded. And I have a nice picture of a place that's in my book that is a 3/4 body, full body apparition that they captured in one of the haunted locations.
You can see it, except you can't see the face.
So Sometimes you can. There are things called a crisis apparition, and that's someone who shows up immediately after their death, and they look as solid as you and I, and they just show up long enough to make peace or say goodbye, and then that's it. It's a crisis apparition. It's at the within hours after death, and you see them, and then boom, they're gone.
My sparrow has an Instagram account.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
What's the Insta? What's it like? Is it like I'm a dead sparrow?
Well, it's a ghost. Yeah, Ogleport24 Sparrow. You can check. I think it's her. Check her out. She's got uses all the filters. She's super funny.
Okay.
Wait, does she take your phone and like in the night?
Yeah.
And then she just goes.
Yeah, and she drains the battery, and I wake up, and I don't have enough battery.
And then you see her, and she's like, oops.
Well, that is fascinating, but not as fascinating as our expert and liar who did a very good job. Thank you so much, Laura and Randy, who lied like an expert, for sure.
I did indeed.
You did a great job. Thank you so much.
I'm pretty sure that was just feedback in the headphones I was hearing.
That's awesome, and thanks everyone for playing Pants on Fire, where we cleanse the lies that haunt our lives.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. Gen Z Media is a production of this dude named Doug. Doug is a production of my subconscious, and I'm a production of you. For more great shows and to learn how to become a participant, spend 14 years training, or visit the Gen Z site at bestrobotever.com. Hashtag,
ah! Oh no, my uncle port. This is a sparrow.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!